KLIKERadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Hacktivist Collective Anonymous.
Don't say that. They're activists.
Hacktivist?
They're activists who happen to hack.
Hold on. Where are you reading this from?
Hacktivist.com.
Theregister.co.uk.
The Register? Please stop that here. This is from the BBC. Okay. Do you take that? I sent it to
you.
Both
take
of
that.
You
take that big black cock.
Where did you send it
you
to me?
Take
to
that.
Both,
that's what BBC stands for. Big black cock.
No.
You take that big black cock.
BBC is the British
big black cock news organization.
No.
Where big they black only cock. Report on big black cocks.
No. It's British.
British black cocks. So it should be an extra B.
It's
the extra B's for British big black cocks.
It's a news organization.
That extra B is for BYOBB.
It's a respectable news organization. Unlike
look at my big black cock, mate.
Fox News and MSNBC. Those are not reputable news organization.
Big black cocks are.
BBC's all right.
Big suck on my roundy yums.
See? His roundy yums.
I don't know what that fucking is.
Flippity floops. Boobs in Britain, I think.
Mippily mops.
They love their roundy
You're
yums.
You're just making noises.
What's all this?
And they're eggy waggies.
Sorry. Okay. Loading the correct article.
www.bigblackcocks.com.
/news.
Don't just go to the news section of Big Black Cocks. Because that's the section where you're going to get all your wind formation, as I like to call
it. All right, perfect. Did the hacktivist group anonymous go too far in the KKK?
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Facebook. Hashtag Hippo Juice on pretty much anything on the interwebs that accepts hashtags.
Hashtag hash browns.
Or as I used to know it, the pound sign.
The Paula pound sign.
Pound sign Hippo Juice.
If this is correct, please press pound.
So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Well,
today
thank you.
Is the day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve.
What is Thanksgiving?
No,
it's Thanksgiving Eve, not Thanksgiving Steve.
I don't get it.
She is right. It's not.
Do you think strip clubs have Thanksgiving specials tonight?
I mean, ask Mike. I don't know.
You're going to gobble up these savings.
Stop.
And dicks.
Anyway, welcome to the show. Joined as always with Marie, no longer Sarkeesian Lopez.
Don't call me Sarkeesian.
John the Laser Santeri. Sean Running Waters.
What?
Sean Runs with Waters.
Oh. Runs with
Waters. I don't know if
and
this is
of
true.
Of course, my producer, my lovely producer, back from Omaha, the State Company, Joel Dutch Van Wingerden. Song every week. Every week he has a god.
You know what Dutch's problem is?
Song.
He doesn't know that he's beautiful.
No, he knows he's beautiful. That's the problem.
That is a big problem.
He is aware.
Idiots like me should not be aware that they're
Dutch is too beautiful to be.
And I'm like a hard 6.5 at best.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it.
But compared to the rest of the show.
Whoa. 7, Dutch. Give yourself credit. I mean your penis size.
That's why it seemed like I was modest.
What modest mouse? What happened to Modest Mouse?
I think they all died.
They're still around. I hope they did. They're still floating on.
You know who is around. You know who is around.
Who? Ghostbusters.
What's your favorite band in the 90s? Creed, of course, is your answer.
I was going to say Creed. Yeah.
I was going to say Creed. Pearl Jam.
Uh-huh. Well, the lead singer of Creed may be in a little bit of hot water, I guess, with the IRS.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Did he touch a child?
No. IRS.
Wait, no, IRS.
Hot water or holy water?
No, I mean, it's Creed. Yes. Okay. They were a Christian band. Are a Christian band. His name is Scott Sapp. Homeless and penniless, apparently.
Oh, no.
I don't know how serious.
Wide open.
Here's his video. Would you like to watch him talk about it?
More than breathing.
I sure would. Creed Scott Sapp.
With
Scott
arms
Stapp,
wide I'm homeless open, and- I beg for change.
It's happening.
DMG.
Right now, I'm under some kind of pretty vicious attack. I still haven't figured out the reasons why.
He's looking terrible these
except
days.
Except.
Why does he sound like Jax Teller from Sons of Anarchy?
Because he's doing a voiceover. Shut up.
Why does he look like he aged 50 years instead of 20 since the last time I saw him?
Yeah, it's crazy.
How can you guys pay attention to any of that?
Oh, Duck Dynasty next to it? This picture?
How can
is that
you guys
what you're
be paying attention to Scott
Duck
Dynasty?
Okay,
look, there's
TMZ.
Madonna's the hot daughter, see?
Focus on the video. Do not focus
TMZ's
on...
TMZ's doing this to me!
Focus on the video.
Focus
about
on the
8 weeks
man.
Ago, I began an audit of not only my record company, but my personal finances.
Uh-oh. Those are always... Audits always end well.
No, they don't.
He's always. Just now doing that?
Just now. Wait, Dutch, come on. He's busy being Creed.
He thought the Lord was going to do it for him.
Yeah. Oh.
Seriously.
He thought he
Did
was
exempt.
Did
they ever actually come out and say, we are a Christian band?
God is my accountant.
During the course of that audit... a lot of things were uncovered.
For example, did you know my music is shitty? I just found this out. I just found this out during this audit.
I'm just finding out.
Like
that
ironically,
you needed to drink some water before he did this. How many times are you going to smack your lips there, buddy?
He's sucking his teeth a lot, yeah.
Well, he's just so thirsty because he's homeless and all.
Yeah.
Now, I'm under of things were uncovered. A lot of money was stolen from me. Or royalties not paid.
To be fair, those songs were terrible. You shouldn't get paid for them. And yes, please stop sucking your teeth.
And that's when all hell began to break loose. All of a sudden, the IRS has frozen my bank accounts two or three.
They've frozen my phone so I can't turn it sideways to film this properly.
They reclaim my copy of Frozen.
Yeah, they have everything. Yep. They took all of my Frozen meals.
To leave me completely penniless.
That sounds like the name of a Creed album. Penniless.
Completely penniless.
I don't even understand that. Why all this is happening at the same time. When I called to find out why, they said, oh, we had an address mix-up. It was a clerical error. So we'll return your funds in 9 to 10 months. Right now, I'm looking for an...
Wow. If that's true,
the IRS are... That's bad. If they have, like, an address change error, 9 to 10 months...
No,
like,
an address change... An address error does not make multiple bank accounts get frozen and he lose all of his assets.
Spider McGee
says... Would you say that he's in his own prison?
Spider McGee says he's very thirsty because he's been living off of ketchup packets from McDonald's.
Hey... Sometimes you have to do that to survive.
Yeah, you know.
There's calories in
N-word's
that shit.
N-word's got to eat, bro. N-word's got to eat.
Sundays, most people don't feed because they're out, you know, watching football.
Honest, good attorney that's ready to fight.
No such thing.
And take it all the way to the top.
What does that mean?
That's a football term.
Harvey Birdman is going to be his attorney?
God, I hope so.
Oh my God, need a lawyer. It's gonna take me all the way.
Has
you know,
he spoken?
I feel like I would listen to him more if he sang as Creed.
Has he spoken to Parrot Eagle, the paralegal?
No,
might get him
not.
In touch with a lawyer.
That would be nice.
Right now, I'm living in a Holiday Inn.
In Van, down by the river.
How, if all your accounts are frozen, you have no money, are you living in a Holiday Inn? Are they just like, oh, Scott Stapp, why don't you just stay here?
Because
while
he's friends with the Sugar Hill Gang. No.
By the grace of God, because there's been... a couple weeks where I had to sleep in my truck
God forbid.
I had no money, not even for gas.
I have no food.
I had to suck dick.
Or food. I went 2 days without eating.
Only two?
Because I had no money.
Where's his family and friends? Or fans?
Who is he televising this to?
The internet.
The interwebs.
And ended up in an emergency room. Thanks for taking the time to watch.
Thanks, Obama.
Wait, why did it, thanks, Obama?
You can't just say, I ended up in an emergency room. So, hey, thanks for watching my video. Like, what happened?
I don't know, meth.
Any of you guys were concerned or...
No one's concerned about you, Creed.
This is or this worried doesn't make about any me. Sense. What is...
Just know I'm sober. I'm safe as of right now in a hotel room. And don't believe any of the lies. And the
what
truth
lies?
Will prevail.
What lies?
And the truth will come out.
Have you heard any lies for us not to believe them?
That he's sucking dick to stay in a Holiday Inn, allegedly.
All right, well, John's starting his own rumors. Thank you, John.
Hashtag allegedly.
Reading the comments of this are amazing. The rock gods are punishing him. Nickelback is hopefully next. Sometimes God will bring you down to your lowest to get you to look up. Hope things get better. Shut up, Jesus. All that lip smacking. Everybody's obsessed with the lip smacking.
There you go.
That lip smacking dough.
Stops. Marie's been obsessed, by the way, with saying dough. Because that's her new thing now.
It's my thing.
And she thinks she's a rapper, and it's very odd.
Where they at, dough?
See?
Where they at, dough? Stop.
She doesn't know how to stop. Bad boy.
Domino says, I think there was a smidge of meth involved in all of this.
By the way, we forgot to mention this yesterday on Dutch and Royce, but we hung out with Domino when we were in Gainesville this weekend.
We got to hang out with him?
Yeah. He bought us dinner.
That motherfucker.
He bought us dinner.
Cut
from Capitol Grill?
To buy us dinner.
No.
So I had to buy him
Cuban
beers.
Restaurant.
I had to reimburse him in beers.
Yeah. So then we bought him beers. He's a very nice gentleman.
He's
very
an OG listener, man.
And we
He's
took him to a burlesque show. And the funny part was he didn't know he thought it was going to be like a music thing.
He was not paying attention to when we said, hey, we're going to a burlesque show. He's like, where's the live band? I'm like, no.
There's no band.
No.
Naked women.
Yeah.
Boobs.
No band.
Boobs.
There's no band.
Do you like it?
He's like, this was much better than I was expecting.
This is much better than a fucking Gainesville house band. You know Tom Petty was from... Yes, we know Gainesville.
All right.
We know.
He's the same Dom in our fantasy league, right? Yeah. He loves talking shit.
No, that's not the same Dom. That's a different Dom. This is the Dom. This is Dominic Garfant. This is a different one than the fantasy league.
There's more than one?
Yeah. He says, I had no idea where I was going, he said. Well, it was fun. He had a good time. By the way, he looks like an Indian Tom Cruise. That's how I describe him. He's very handsome. He's a handsome guy, I think. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen what he looks like.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I hate that you're doing that. It's so annoying.
So annoying or very addicting.
By the way, while she does that, speaking of white women that say black things, Dutch, are you excited that Eminem and Iggy Azalea are going to battle rap soon, like in songs?
No.
Well, see, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, that's excited.
You're just a little excited. Marie, did you find it?
He's my bitch.
I'm not going to verbally describe the picture.
You should. A 17-year-old Florida girl allegedly ran a prostitution ring on Facebook.
Hot.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this is another Florida story.
Hold on. I have to stop looking.
She has it.
Hold on.
We've had this discussion.
Everyone from Florida,
I don't like this.
All right, I don't have time for this.
All right, good.
Wait, I had time for it.
I don't like Shane.
Wow. Stewie's in the Matrix.
Trippy, bro.
A 17-year-old Florida girl allegedly ran a prostitution ring on Facebook. Turning 17 years old means thinking about the future. College is on the horizon, and that comes with the added pressure of deciding you want to do it the rest of your life. Are you going to become a doctor, a blogger, a rocket scientist, or are you going to be the leader of a prostitution ring? That's what one teenage girl
I want that one.
Decided because hashtag Florida. A 17-year-old girl sat in jail Monday night charged with human trafficking. Venice police accused her of prostituting a 15-year-old girl. She offered the girl to a 21-year-old man in exchange for money, according to police. The teenager at the center of the prostitution ring went to Riverview High School in Sarasota. John Mosher, 21, who police say paid $40 and a bottle of alcohol, that's a good price, to have sex with a 15-year-old girl. Squirrel. Who was also arrested.
15-year-old squirrel?
No, it was just a girl. Venice Police Department say the 17-year-old used Facebook to set up the meeting. She organized...
Oh, an event post? I'm going to like that.
Maybe. Can I attend...
like a 16-year-old and take it!
That's a thing.
It is. Yeah, it was probably an event posting. I clicked maybe. What did you pick?
Prostitution. One girl is hardly a ring.
But what if she was coming out of the TV creepily?
Yeah, but what if she had sex with 17 guys?
Slow burn, Dutch. It was a slow burn. It took him a little while, but he got it.
Oh, God.
She organized the dates on Facebook with apparently only used for prostitution, which she only used for prostitution. And your second uncle's poorly photoshopped racist memes these days are okay. This, now they're editorializing.
They've been editorializing since the first word.
And offered $50 for oral sex and $100 for sex with a virgin. That is a deal. That is a steal.
You take
steal.
That deal.
That is a
that
steal.
That really is.
$100.
A steely deal?
Yeah.
Shy Kids Corey says, I'm friends with the wrong people on Facebook.
Yeah. Thank you, Corey. What you need to do is...
Find some 15-year-old sluts.
Let's be honest. 15-year-old sluts are everywhere.
Let's not do that. It's probably not good for us.
Shut up, Sean. You're like the first one to do it.
I mean...
You were hitting on the neighbor the other
that
day.
That was you?
I don't remember that.
That wasn't me?
I don't remember that.
That was you.
What was the story?
There was
nothing. The neighbor was just coming by and
Sean,
I said, hey, what's up? And I was like, do you want to hang out? And whatevs.
You know, I'm hanging out on
it
the
It really was innocuous, but he made it seem like I was hitting on her.
He was definitely hitting on her.
I was not hitting on her.
I am in there, and I can already tell you that's what happened.
And then the fucked up part was, and honest, this is a true story. After I talked to her for a second, I really didn't put two and two together. Then I realized, oh my God, is that a school bus leaving? And Sean goes, yeah, bro, she's probably just got off the school bus from high school. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, no, it was more like, yeah, she definitely just got off that school bus because she has a backpack on.
Okay, but you know, girls have backpacks sometimes.
Right, especially when the school bus is ravers. Over there in the middle of the road.
Ravers
and school kids, exactly.
Maybe she was a raver.
There was no candy.
Maybe she was a raver.
I didn't see any candy.
She had a pacifier. She's probably a raver.
No, there was no, because she was like four.
No, that's a different thing. Houston pastor refuses to bury 93-year-old woman who didn't tithe enough while in a coma.
Who didn't tithe? What?
What?
Who didn't tithe? What was that word?
Tithe? Teeth? Toad? I'm Cuban.
Tithe enough?
What? There it is. Tide. She didn't have enough tide. You know the best part about this is?
As in like giving upset. Money no, to the church?
Yeah. Jobs. Yes. You are the owner,
she didn't roll tide enough?
The Houston family is angry after being told that its 93-year-old matriarch will not be buried by their home church. That family spoke with Fox 26 expressing both outrage and disappointment because of that. Fox 26's Isaiah Carey is live in the newsroom with The Factor Uncensored. Isaiah?
Well, fuck, bitches. I told you The Factor was uncensored. They didn't listen about this uncensored factor.
Katie, we know the Bible tells us to give back to our place of worship. It's a
true.
Common practice, almost expected. But should we be made to suffer if we don't give that 10%
you should
to the
suffer
church
regardless.
Or the man in the pulpit?
How great is this guy's
one
voice?
One local woman says she had to peddle her mother's
batting,
bodies.
Number 34, Jose Canseco.
Exactly.
Back to our place of worship. It's a common practice, almost expected. But should we be made to suffer if we don't give that 10% to the church or the man in the pulpit? One local woman says she had to peddle her mother's bodies from church to church to funeralize her because her home church absolutely would not.
Is funeralize a word?
Because it was like the last insult in the world. There was nothing else that I could do for my mommy. But funeralize her in the church that she loved and worshiped all of her life, even as a little girl.
Barbara Day is understandably angry. She says her 93-year-old mother, Olivia Blair, died more than a week ago. Day says when she went to the church her mother has called home for 50 years, Fourth Missionary Baptist, to ask if the singer's funeral could be held there, she says she was told absolutely not. By the pastor.
That she had
your
not
mom
paid.
Is not cool enough to be buried here.
Now, does anyone.
Little did you know, it was actually a Jewish synagogue.
Her dues.
Little did she know, it was just a KFC.
No, you cannot bury your mother at this KFC.
So if you don't tithe 10%, somebody's keeping track of.
Yeah, someone's keeping track.
I thought those donations were anonymous, though.
No, they're not. They're not anonymous because no one's wearing Guy Fox mask.
What denomination was it again? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
Here, I'll back it up a little.
Years, Fourth Missionary Baptist to ask if the singer's funeral could be
held
there.
I prefer Doggy Style Baptist.
She says she was. Although, you know what? It's these people nowadays. Don't even. You're such an idiot. Don't even look at her. Don't even look at her.
You're such an idiot.
I missed the reference entirely.
Because, see, it's called Fourth Missionary Baptist, and Marie said, I prefer doggy-style Baptists.
Marie.
What? What?
Shut up, Marie.
Do you like those 69 Baptists?
I'm
sorry,
I'm distracted by the picture in the chat room.
He's kind of funny.
Spider McGee posted it. It says, Black Royce does not approve, and it's a black dude. If you were black.
Who is that guy?
That's Michael Brown's father.
That's Michael Brown Sr.
Oh.
Here we go. Let's explain this.
Was told absolutely not by the pastor.
That she had not paid her dues and she had not attended the church.
You have to pay the troll toll if you want to get into the boys' hole.
That they did not owe it to her. That he did not say we didn't owe it to her, but he said it.
But now listen to the reason why the lady wasn't paying her dues for the last couple of years. Check this out.
It was because of the dues and not attending the church. For the last 2 years, my mother has been in either a nursing home or she's been in a hospital. In the last few months, she was in a coma.
Day says her step.
So she couldn't give her because she was in a coma.
Well, that's what she.
In a coma!
You gotta set up that automatic payment. They just take it out, you know, once a month.
Oh, God. Hold on, there's a bit more.
Father was buried at the church, and her mother was a diehard supporter of
her. By the way, the fucker husband was buried there.
And her mother is a diehard fan.
Reverend Walter
Houston. She doesn't like Die Hard 4.
She wanted to have a classy funeral that said, Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, on the casket.
Church on Webster. That's why she can't believe the religious leader turned her down flat when it came to her mother's funeral.
Also, that it wasn't butter.
No explanation for anybody that has been paying dues for a church that long for him to make me have to roll my mother's body around town. And
I imagine she's pushing around in a shopping cart. Just the body's in a shopping cart. Just going, could somebody funeralize my mother?
Where's the bring out your dead guy?
Come on.
I'm not dead
bring
yet.
Bring out your dead.
Listen.
No, you're quite dead.
I feel for this dead lady that was in a coma and wasn't paying her dues and can't get buried with her husband. But I really understand where the pastor's coming from with not wanting to listen to this bitch whine.
Marie.
I hate your voice.
I do hate
how in any
that.
Way does that make sense?
Because I don't what the drop said. I hate her voice.
The news is only like playing like only half of the argument. I'm pretty sure this lady outside of like having a camera in front of her, she's a fucking.
Okay, let's spend more.
Somebody finally picks her up and say, "Yeah, we'll do the best we can." They knew she was ill. They don't care. All they care about is getting money, 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 money.
Money!
Tell stores give people more respect than that. I don't understand why we become
so boring and forever
with
taking.
Religion. What does this have?
Marie, just come on.
I don't
this
like
it. So boring and forever taking.
I don't like anyone that pronounces the H in what?
Her last wish to be funeralized in a church that she loves so much.
And that is Barbara Day, understandably.
By the way, I don't funeralize the word, but it sounds like a sexual position.
Why not just bury her in your backyard?
Like, what?
Hey, you know, necrophilia goes both ways.
No. I don't think that's true.
Upset. Now, joining us is Tyrone Jobs.
I love this guy's voice. This reporter's voice is amazing.
Isn't he great?
It is high. It is far. It is God.
You are the owner, publisher of PimpPreacher.com.
That's correct.
Better known as TJ.
Yes.
You first broke this story.
PimpPreacher.com.
What?
Wait, what is pimp? Marie, go to pimppreacher.com.
I am searching.
I don't want to.
Sounds like a porno.
I don't want to.
Oh, there it is.
Pimp. What is it?
Your website, you reached out to us here in Houston.
Yes.
It actually got you on the road from New Orleans to Houston because this was so egregious to you.
Yes.
What did you think about it?
Well, we were.
He reminds me of the black reporter in Parks and Rec, the one who's just stupid. The
oh,
one
no,
you know what I'm talking about?
What?
The black reporter in Parks and Rec, the guy who's always interviewing Leslie. Am I the only one that watched Parks and Rec? Seriously,
I don't recall the.
Thanks,
I don't
you
recall.
It too.
I do, but I don't recall the reporter.
When we encountered this story, we couldn't believe it, and it really my whole entire organization at PimpPreacher.com, you know, was upset.
Fucking stop plugging yourself.
Can I tell you what it is? It's basically like a Christian site that calls out shitty pastors and what they do.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking
it kinda
at it.
It kind of looks like a Tumblr
I sent you
account.
The link.
Yeah, they're like kind of going at, they go after like pastors and like farce, you know, like guys who just do like Joel Osteen's and that kind of shit. And they just kind of publish stories of these guys who are just pieces of shit pastors.
Huh. Yeah, he calls out all the big name guys that, you know, just pander.
Tyrone,
a lot of black guys.
This is primarily what we do. We deal with pastor.
Wait, they deal with it.
Well,
accountability issues. So when we came across a pastor refusing to bury a member who had been a member for 50 years because of a tithing issue.
That money.
Money. Because of money. Dues, whatever they want to call it. Membership fees for a church. It caused us to drive over here.
I didn't know there was even membership fees for a church. I had no idea.
Didn't think that there should be.
Like
Sean
said earlier, I thought
churches would be like, yeah, sure, you can bury here. It's fine.
I thought they have
donations, like the charity thingy.
It's not required, though.
Well, no, I think what it is now is that people... The church, because of the way people are making a stink about how churches don't have to pay taxes and stuff, even though they don't have to pay taxes, they keep a record of their donations from patrons because patrons use those donations as tax write offs.
But you have a good point that you said you give anonymously.
Well, you can give them anonymously.
Because I know you, at every church I've ever been to.
Right, but they also have those, well, at least the churches that I went to, because, you know, I went to those privileged white people churches where they have the, Joel probably knows what I'm talking about, where you fucking write the name on the
card. They offer envelopes, you can write it down.
Yeah, the envelope, the amount of the donation,
but,
and the name.
But you're right, you could just throw in a dollar. It like just straight up throwing a dollar. They're not going to note who put in that dollar.
I think a fun way to give money at a church would be to make it rain on the pastor.
No,
that would just walk up and just
start making it rain.
Like if you're in the upper bleachers and you just start.
Woo, I love God.
No, because if you
take it off, Jesus.
Amen, Padre.
If you're going to be dumb enough to believe in that stuff, at least believe in it the right way. I mean, if you read it, you're supposed to give up all your earthly possessions and go follow the Lord, because what that means is that you're supposed to give up all this material shit and find value in the things that aren't material. People, interactions, all those other good things.
Love Madonna, material
and live
girl.
In a material girl.
Exactly.
Yeah, Sean, that's actually the reason why they named the site Pimp Preachers, because they referred all these pieces of shit pastors and preachers as pimps.
Right, because what they're doing is they're pandering and they're robbing people who are emotionally manipulative.
Not to be confused with pimpmypreacher.com, where they put TVs on the preacher.
That's fucking
Yo,
funny.
Yo, man, this is X to the Zibit. Preach on, my nigga.
Yo, I just pimped your preacher. All right, here's what I did. I put LED screens in his shoes, all right?
Yo, then man, that's boss.
And then what I did was I removed his shoes. I put hydraulics and shit. So that shit go up and down. I took
That's figgy fresh, man.
Here's what I did. I removed his anus and I installed a PS4 with a 220-inch speakers right in the back.
You see that white collar he's got? That's actually a Wi-Fi transmitter.
We also got a special donation from West Coast Customs, you feel?
How bad was that fucking show?
It was so good. Now you have
It was so bad that they spun off and made their own show called West Coast Customs.
Oh, God.
It had a video game. You drove around and like picked up parts to like make ridiculous items on cars.
I always used to love that show, Pimp My Ride, too. Game?
No, I rented it from Blockbuster.
Jesus. I always did like the show, though, because like Exhibit would always drive the car himself, like act like he's driving the car himself all the way back to California. Like, I guess I'm going to have to drive this vehicle. No, you're not.
No,
you're taking a fucking car. You're taking a limo. Get the fuck out of here.
You're going to put that on a truck bed, on a flatbed, exactly. And it's going to be towed across the country.
It has a budget. All right. It's Viacom.
I remember one time they were doing this exhaust on a person's car and they fucking put. They put bubbles. He's like, yo, man, you got bubbles in your... Well, you'll fix up your miles per gallon, man.
Shy Kids Corey, show them the sound system.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a terrible show.
Oh, God, it was fucking awesome. What are you talking about?
No, actually, the best is they actually did, like, reunion shows with all the cars. None of the cars were the same.
Shy Kids Corey, his stock has got spinach. Look, when the preacher stops walking, his legs keep moving. Oh, I watched that show.
What I'm trying to say is Pimp My Ride was a public service.
Real quick, before we get too much further, sure. Okay, so with this asshole pastor, is there any is there a statement from the pastor as to why he wouldn't bury this dumb old broad?
He said that he shouldn't give enough.
Dumb old broad.
Didn't give enough, and also the pastor said something like, "Well, if she was that sick, the family should have sent some money in her stead."
Like, so he stood by his stance.
Yeah,
he
didn't
that's not
in the video, but that's in the story.
The plot was full or anything.
Scumbags.
No. They just said they didn't want to, and they're not going scumbags. To.
He literally said that.
And then the woman also the rest. I was reading more about the story. The woman also offered to do the burial on a third day the church is closed. And to pay for it themselves, and they still said no.
So she can't be buried next to her husband?
No.
Because she was sick and didn't tithe enough.
Because reasons.
Wow. Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season, and that's what you're forgetting, is that's what Jesus would have done.
Yeah.
How many churches that are probably associated that with them, like we know, like the inner church, like you know, volleyball league or softball league or whatever, who are like, no, that's Foxy not what we do. League. Don't lump us in with them.
You're right. You don't want to be the asshole church guys.
God, what a wow! That's really bad, man.
It's just I don't.
Because Catholics have been doing this for years. Like, you centuries. Pay him, motherfucker, otherwise you're not. But I didn't think, you know, Baptists were doing it already.
Centuries.
Well, I know if you're Jewish, you can't have tattoos and get buried in one of their...
Yeah.
I mean, you're not allowed.
I think they've got them not Jewish.
Did you get a tattoo? Is that what you're trying to get into, John?
I'm getting mine in December.
What is it? Is it a badass butterfly on your lower back?
I hope so. Is it a tramp stamp? Tell me you're getting a tramp stamp.
You're going to get
a
Hippo Juice logo?
On your forehead?
It's going to be implemented on the family crest.
Your testicles.
You're going to get Hippo Juice tattooed on your family crest?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
That's actually pretty cool.
I like it. You. Wait, the Hippo Juice logo or more like radio?
Both. On top of each other. Make them look like they're fucking.
I was going to say, I thought, do we still have the same logo for Hippo Juice? I thought we updated it. Which one are you going to do, John?
If there's a new one, yeah, because it's going to be implemented one. on the
moment armor. He gets it, I want to announce a name change of the show.
Yes.
Oh, you cuss.
Are you kidding me? I would never do that.
Can you imagine how many like Houston Oilers fans out there who have, you know, Oilers tattoos that they got like the year before they moved
you're
to
right.
fucking Tennessee?
You're right.
I was watching the last Tennessee home game, and there's like every cut to like the fans, they all had like Oilers memorabilia. And
because I think they were the Tennessee Oilers for like 1 year, right?
Yeah,
one
year.
And then they changed the name. Yeah.
Yes, you're correct.
Well, remember, they were almost called the Baltimore Browns. Remember, the Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore. Before they change the name of the Ravens,
they're like, "Yeah, let's not fuck them over entirely. Let's at least give them the option for the team to get their own."
Let's not call them the Baltimore Browns, which sounds like a fucking Asian superhero. Let's not do that.
It's not
Baltimore Brown. Now, 19 Bill Cosby accusers have come out.
Only 19.
Now they've released
only 19.
A complete breakdown of the allegations.
Okay.
Because
a complete breakdown of the allegations.
This motherfucker was
worse alligators.
If he did all this stuff, he's fucking worse than Michael Jackson.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get some music for this because I feel like I'm gonna set the mood.
Let's make sexy. It sexy, huh? Let's get it sexy.
You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong.
Under this. Is when boy, I was. This is about so going on. Where you going? Now he does the thing out. Ding, ding. What is it? Ding.
Pretty good.
God damn it. And he said, "What machine?"
I was buying you time because I knew I had a long Cosby clip.
I got it. All right. 19 Bill Cosby accusers, complete with breakdown and allegations. Jenna T, date of alleged assault, 1989. Date of accusation, November 25th, 2014. So this is yesterday. This is recent.
Yesterday.
A former model who would only identify herself as Jenna T claimed Cosby pressured her into performing a sexual act on him in 1989 when she was a teen. The Florida woman, now 44, said she was only 17. She's just 16
years old.
Uh-huh.
17 when she first met Cosby in 1988. She claimed he pressured her into giving him a hand job.
An H Joe?
Yeah, an H Joe. Sometimes later, a handy J. Sometimes later, sometime later in 1989 with a promise of rewards, which is probably what he called cum. He promised my parents he'd take care of me.
My name cumsies.
Jenna told People in an article published Tuesday. Jenna said she penned a poem for him later that year. Ew. And sent it to him.
Please, is her name actually Jenna T, or are you just reading Jeanette wrong?
No, it's Jenna T. Jenna T. Period. You're not putting her full last name. Jenna T.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was genitals. So hoping for a there.
Genitals said she penned a poem for him later and sent to him, and she received a phone call from a big man who says he has a plan. He's a thief, a hypocrite, and a whore who only wants more. According to People, she spoke out about her alleged interaction with Cosby. And what? Okay, the next one is Jewel Allison. Date of allegations, late 1980s. Oh, this is the tropical Bill Cosby theme. Remember this?
He go through a few different changes in the theme, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, they did different dances. Like, they did a salsa dance, and yeah, they did, like, a ballroom dance, all kinds of different shit.
Well, you have to learn new dances. I mean, you have to be up on that shit.
Right. Also, he was putting his genitals in places that didn't belong. Continue.
Jewel Allison told New York Daily News that Cosby took her to dinner one night in late 1980s, but was victimized after drinking wine, which made her ill.
Which made her slutty.
Pink wine makes me slutty. Allison alleged Cosby later took her hand and put it on his genitals. This was my
sex. Show me your genitals. Your genitals. What? Show me your genitals. Genitalia!
That was my sexual assault by this comedian. He turned me around and said, "Let's get you home." At the door, he gave me a very hard embrace and a hard kiss.
And asked me, "Do I make you horny, baby?" Yeah.
And a firm spank on the butt.
I think she may have been raped by Austin Powers. We may be looking at America's greatest serial rapist. No, he's not America's greatest serial rapist.
Yeah, well, dude, if you do it this many times without...
Well, how many times
caught?
Is Sandusky doing it?
Okay. Yeah. What about Sandusky's America's biggest
serial
rapist?
That's not serial rapist. That's just serial pedophilia.
But he was raping them still.
That wasn't consensual, Joel.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
No, I know that.
Why am I agreeing with Sean?
I don't know.
What's happened? What did they do to you in Omaha?
Is this topsy-turvy world?
It's a weird town, man. Nebraska just changes people.
So wait, what number are you on?
That's number 2.
Oh, okay, because I'm on number 19, so keep going.
Oh. Does it get better?
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Okay, I see that. Number 3, Christina Rule. He must have drugged me. There is one point in which I was having a drink and feeling normal, and then zippity zop blop bop, and the next thing I somehow passed out completely. What? I'm just getting.
Did she really say that?
No. I'm incorporating. She told Philadelphia Magazine in an interview published on Friday, "He must have slipped something into my drink. I woke up in the bed and found myself on a bed with the Junkyard Gang, and he had his shirt off. He had unzipped his pants. I was just coming to. He was attempting to force me into oral sex. More like boral sex. He had his hand on my head. He had his cock out." Wow, she's graphic.
Ew.
And
I'm uncomfortable.
He had my head pushed close enough to it. I just remember looking at his stomach hair and the hair on his chest. I had never seen a black man naked before.
Racist.
Was she just curious at that point?
She's bi curious.
And it was never past that. I immediately came to and was immediately very sick. I pushed myself and ran into the bathroom and threw up. I was feeling really ill. I never got sick like that from alcohol, at least not that small amount.
Huh.
Oh.
Dude. Yeah. There are too many stories of the exact same way, which is like they said about like serial rapists, serial murderers. Like they have like a certain like procedure that they do.
So he keeps drugging
them. Any fun ones you saw, Sean? I'm not going to go 19.
I mean, no, it's just I'm just looking
at
them.
That's crazy.
I'm looking at
19 of them,
and they're all perfect strangers from each other, and they have the exact same story.
That's a different
story.
TV show, Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Balky was just comic gold.
You're right.
It?
Thank you. Finally, somebody agrees with me. Balky, hilarious, fucking hilarious dude.
Yeah.
By the way, funny story, and I mean this, Balky had a chance to be in a Scorsese movie and he turned it down, the guy who played him. Apparently, Scorsese thought he was a fantastic actor, but he always got typecast as that.
Was Scorsese high back then?
No, this is 100% true. The guy himself was actually a really
good... Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah, he was actually a really good, well-known Shakespearean actor. I'm not kidding you, actor. And he just... I don't know why I know that.
I'm just looking at these, and these, I mean, 65.
Hold on, look at 11. Read 11.
Read number 11.
Read number 11.
Number 11.
Perfect Strangers, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Great. And Dutch, why is your hangout unmuted?
because he's an idiot.
What do you mean it is?
Yeah. What?
Well, why didn't you say it earlier?
I just realized.
I don't know.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, I'm muted.
Now you are because I just muted you. Go ahead.
Well, I was muted the whole time.
You were not. Anyway,
oh
go
my
ahead.
God, no one cares.
Go ahead. Number 11. Shut up, number 11.
Law and Order.
Oh, it's Gossin.
Special Victims Unit actress Michelle Hurd claimed Cosby touched her inappropriately in the mid-90s. She said their relationship began innocently enough on the set of The Cosby Show with the two of them sitting near each other at lunch, but Hurd said the dynamic soon changed.
Law and Order's actress Michelle, who's she? I got to see her picture because I watched Law and Order SVU. I just got to see it.
I think it's the Amazon.
I don't remember.
Is it the ME, maybe? Because it sounds like an M. It's not the. Oh, yeah. Oh, she was on the first season. She was a black chick on the first season of SVU. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense since she was on the Cosby Show and whatnot. Yeah. It was a popular African-American sitcom. 70s. Anyway, Hurd said he did weird acting exercises where he would move his hands up and down my body.
That's not an acting exercise, sweetheart. I hate to break it to you.
Hey, you don't know that. You're not an actor.
That's not an acting exercise.
John, can you please verify this?
John, you're an actor. Is that an acting exercise when you rub your hands up and down somebody?
No.
See, he could confirm it's not.
Okay. John doesn't know what he's talking about. I was instructed to never tell anyone what we did together. I dodged the ultimate bullet with him when he asked me to come to his house, take a shower so we could blow dry my hair and see what it looked like straightened.
Ooh.
She declined, according to a post of blah, blah, blah.
Janice Dickinson, former American top model judge, claimed the comedian sexually assaulted her in 1982.
Yeah, she was like one of the top models at the time.
That's probably why she was on that show.
Well, okay. Sorry. Let me just put it this way. Her and Cindy Crawford were like the two top models at that particular moment in the 80s. So,
well, I mean, if you look at all the dates, this goes back, some of these accusations, the earliest one is 1965. That's 50 years.
This guy's been raping bitches for 50 years.
50 years.
Fucking years, man.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, according to these allegations, for 50 years, this has been going on. And as early as the mid-90s, it says here, from what I'm looking at, anywhere from 65 to the mid-90s is the range.
Cosby looks like a scary motherfucker, man.
He looks intimidating, you're right. And it's Bill Cosby, too. I mean, the guy's a legend, you know. My question is, I don't get it. It's like, did he really need help having sex with women? Like, he's Bill Cosby. He could do whatever he wanted.
Hey, it's not about having sex. I think it was just the excitement of getting off on where you're the one in power. You're the one in control.
He was born
I'm assuming.
He was born in 1937. He's 77 years old.
Apparently, he had a sitcom that was going to come out on NBC soon, but they canceled it.
Oh, yeah.
But the fucked up part is these allegations have been going on for years, and now they were ignoring them until they became, what, bigger again?
No.
Whatever, you just posted.
Stare directly at the sweater. You are getting very sleepy.
It's like it's the worst Cosby sweater I've ever seen in my entire
Holy
life.
Shit. Nah, he's had worse ones than that.
Young Bill
Cosby. That one just works for this meme.
No. Okay, so let me backtrack.
Young Bill Cosby looks intimidating.
Yeah. So this whole...
Well, he used to play football.
He did. So this whole thing started because somebody on, I guess, his social media network asked people to meme a photo of him. And so because they asked people to do that, that's where the old rumors of him having some sexual indiscretions started surfacing again. And, of course, once the internet decides we're jumping on this train... There's no stopping it,
obviously.
Yeah, they're
going to
kind of like
the
Bill Cosby with sex. When he decides he's going to fuck you, there's no stopping him.
It's going to happen.
There's no stopping him.
So his people actually kind of did it to
him. Well, what do you mean, you people?
Well, no, his people.
Oh, it's fine.
Here's the thing is that the best way, we all know that the best way for the internet to forget about things is to not bring it up to the internet. You don't want to issue a challenge to the internet to do something.
To meme him.
If you're not ready for the repercussions of what that may bring you.
Because the internet does their homework.
They do. That's what they do. There's some people out there that have nothing better.
The internet is a series of billions and trillions of story toppers
that are connected by magic.
So one person's going to do the fun cutesy joke.
The internet is connected by Al Gore's will.
And sorcery.
And sorcery. Which is Al Gore's will is basically sorcery.
And sorcery?
And sorcery.
Whoa! African-American sorcery!
And frankly, I'm disappointed in you.
But yeah, I think it was a social media manager that they just wanted to get some stuff going around. I think because of his new TV show, right?
Probably.
You know, they're just trying to get, you know, stories going around him again and again and said, hey, Photoshop, you know, whatever funny joke you want on this photo. And of course, we immediately take it to the darkest place we can possibly think of, because that's what we do. We're a bunch of assholes.
The Go thing is, on.
People are really mad at him because he talked down to black people for so long. You know, like, pull your pants up. You got to be better. The community. And it's like, well, yeah, but you're raping bitches.
Well, to be fair, it's date rape. So it's not as bad as regular rape.
It's still pretty bad.
Because at least you're buying her a drink when you're drugging her.
Thank you.
Drugs are expensive.
Spider McGee actually posted, I think, was probably the first one of the memes that sparked it all, where they took the picture of him and said, I don't always eat Jell-O, but when I do, it's not consensual. And by Jell-O, I mean have sex.
So.
Which is a very funny joke. But I mean, I guess that one person kind of knew that he has some allegations, you know, whoopsies. Whoops. Do we all forget about that? Cause the internet wasn't around in the '80s. Sorry, Bill Cosby.
Here's the thing is that I feel like we all have a reverence for Bill Cosby because you're still saying whoopsies. Sorry, Bill Cosby. Instead of what a piece of shit this guy is. And I actually believe it's true. When you have this many fucking people saying the exact same story, he's a piece of shit, man.
I don't know why
I said that like I was from California, but
I'm no judge and I don't have hard facts.
You're not a judge?
No. Hmm.
You don't have a law degree like everybody else in America right now?
No, I'm still working on mine.
Everybody on Facebook
I've been taking
has a law
all
degree.
The PlayBuzz quizzes and I haven't earned my degree yet.
That's not how you get a law degree.
That's just first off, why do you think what your spirit animal is would make you good at law?
Second of all, it's called PlayBuzz. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Well, that's how you get smarter.
Well, to be fair, Fartmouth sounds silly, and that's a college.
No, that's Dartmouth.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Fartmouth sounds
no,
right.
No, see, that's
yeah,
just
I'm pretty humor. Sure I've heard of Fartmouth.
Thank you. John's heard of Fartmouth.
Fartmouth University, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, it seems pretty believable at this point. And yes, Joel, you have a point that I loved
bitches.
Bill Cosby.
Thank you. God damn it, I do.
I loved Bill Cosby. I loved his stand-up. I loved his show. I thought he was always funny. And this is
huge
really
fan.
Sad.
He's a good storyteller.
But it's sadder that he raped people.
It is sad that he raped people.
You're sad because your memories now, because this is going back to the 60s. Every
it does
time now,
kind of taint part of your childhood.
Every time, it does.
Taint.
Every time you watch a Bill Cosby a TV or a show now, you're going to remember, oh, that guy raped bitches.
Hey, he's a huge fan of Rohypnol.
This is...
He loved it.
When we find out that somebody that we had no connection to but brought us joy did something like this, it's almost equivalent to you having friends that break up or something, and then you're like, ah, but what about those good times, though?
But my friends never raped 19 people.
Why not?
But it's like, you're not going to take away all those good times.
Like me and Kelly's breakup as rape.
Well,
no, I'm not talking about like mutual friends and you have to choose. Like, I never knew Bill Cosby, but Bill Cosby gave me some good times when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I had some good lulls with my mom and laughing over Noah and the silliness of having to build an ark and what that would be like with Bill Cosby.
Then when he like drugged that bitch and he raped her, that was hilarious.
And like now I have to look back and be like, no, I'm not allowed to laugh at that joke anymore because he raped some bitches.
I mean, you can still laugh at the joke.
No, you can laugh at the joke. Jokes are funny. They're still funny.
Jokes have nothing to do with what he did. The writer wrote the jokes.
I'm with Marie, though. It does kind of take something out of it. Like, because when you have that, like, when someone brings you that much happiness for so long, it's like, oh, God, you're a piece of shit.
See, but now Spider McGee has a good point down here. He says he's been listening to some conspiracy podcasts that claim that Cosby is being brought down by the Democrats.
Agreed.
That want to keep down black people.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Cosby has been telling black people to act proper and pull their pants up, mm-hmm. and Obama wants them to be thugs so they'll keep being stupid and voting for
Listen,
Democrats.
All of- Celebrate good Obama, come on!
Those are all facts.
That sounds logically sound.
That sounds more real than 19 women saying that he raped them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because those stories are on the internet, and the internet lies, so.
Spider, why would you listen to shows like that? That's just so silly.
Actually, now I would love to listen to a show like that.
I actually want audio now.
You guys don't remember it, but a similar scandal made them take reruns off a classic sitcom, Life Without Adolf. Oh, I remember that.
Wait, that was a real show?
Yeah,
no,
they actually
Spider McGee lie.
No, there really was a show, actually, that was about Hitler. Hold on.
No.
Yep.
No.
We talked about it on the show once. You don't remember?
Life with Adolf.
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Was it a real show?
It was actually tongue-in-cheek, making fun of...
What did they find out? That he killed 6 million Jews?
No, they weren't all Jews. There were some gypsies in there, too.
The 6 million was not involved with the gypsies. It was like 2 million extra gypsies on top of the six million.
It was called Heil... I can't believe you guys don't know this. It was called Heil Honey, I'm Home.
Oh, no!
I'm not even kidding you.
No.
This isn't me fucking around. Here, hold on. I'm going to play it for you guys. I thought we thought...
This isn't real.
Maybe we didn't... Yeah, no, this was real.
Oh, yeah, it is.
This is 100% real.
Is this real life?
Here you go. You want to see the whole...
And unless Arthur Lowe defeats him, the man himself in a few moments, in Heil Honey, I'm Home, as the Galaxy Comedy Weekend continues.
Wait, this is on the BBC?
Yep.
Okay.
This is on the Big Black Cock Network.
Big Black Cocks take some risks.
Hey, guys.
Here you go.
That's not what this is.
Heil Honey, I'm Home.
Here's the intro.
Heil Honey, I'm Home.
I mean, this isn't any different than the Flying Circus.
You don't know that.
Well, wait till you see the show.
They made fun of Adolf all the time.
Heil Honey.
Hold on, what year is this coming out? Hold on. Someone pull it up. Can you pull it up? I'm pulling the video.
It's a British sitcom written by somebody and produced in 1990 that was canceled after one episode aired.
One episode?
It
lasted one episode.
It centers on fictionalized versions of Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun who live next door to a Jewish couple, Arnie and Rosa Goldstein.
Yeah, pretty funny premise, right? So, but now, remember, it's a British show, but they were making fun of American sitcoms. That's why this sounds like this. Here you go.
Heil Honey.
Heil Honey.
Heil Honey.
Heil Honey.
Heil Honey.
Hello.
I'm home.
Heil Honey.
Heil Honey.
Smile, honey. Because I'm home. See, it's great to be Top Gun, but it's nothing like the fun that I get when I say Heil Honey, I am home. Heil Honey.
Heil Honey.
Smile, honey. Gee, it's great to be back.
Hi,
honey, I'm home.
This is amazing.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Hitler just walked in.
Hitler walks in.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Eva Braun.
Hi, honey, me.
What did I do now? Oh, tonight you were making schnitzel. What a joke.
You must be real mad at me, honey. I'm a very, very bad Hitler.
Now, so far, you got to admit, it's pretty funny,
right?
This
is amazing.
Tell me this is funny.
You know they're doing? And you even said it there. Yeah, they're making fun of American sitcoms. Yeah. So it's basically saying, like, you know, they're essentially making fun of you know, Archie Bunker and all that kind of shit, where they were trying to do, like, you know, honest, controversial stuff. And then they just, at the time, I guess, then were like, oh, sitcoms in America are retarded. Let's just make them look like assholes.
One episode did air, by the way. This is an unaired pilot. This episode aired.
There was one episode that aired. They had 8 total episodes.
Right. I would love to watch them all.
It says here... Hitler and Eva have little in common with their historical counterparts.
How do you figure?
Acting more like a stock sitcom husband and wife. Basically, it was some of the sitcoms produced in America between 1950 and 70 that would embrace any idea, no matter how stupid. So they're basically just
don't
making fun of
touch me. You've right. been late for your dinner every night this week.
Eva, babe, please. I'm the Fuhrer.
I'm really liking
I'm
it, right?
The Fuhrer.
Jesus. I'd watch this, right?
It's that obnoxious British comedy, like, you get it? You guys get what we're doing?
Guys, let's start a Kickstarter right now to bring this show back.
Busy man.
Can we do that? Bring back Heil Honey, I'm Home? I don't have the balls.
Is it too soon? Is it too soon?
Off the job at 5 o'clock.
On Monday, you had to meet with Goebbels. On Tuesday, von Ribbentrop. On Wednesday, Klaus Katzenjammer. Who's Klaus Katzenjammer?
He's my tailor. You should see the tux, honey.
You see,
Okay, I like it, and I think the Kickstarter is a good idea.
You just like it because it's the Nazi thing.
No, that's not why. It's actually ballsy. That's why. It's pretty ballsy to do
it's
this.
It's not that ballsy to make fun of American humor. That's what they're doing.
Not the American humor, you fucking incompetent boob. The fact that they're having Adolf Hitler on a sitcom on TV
right,
is
but they
ballsy.
Were doing it like going the complete opposite direction of like, oh, they think they're edgy? Let's just completely blow it out of the water and be like, hey... We're just
you're
as much
a hipster,
as Americans, those dumb redneck idiots. That's essentially what they're doing.
What's wrong with you? Are you okay? Do you want a hug?
No, I think
I do. You want to talk about it?
You should get a hug. Royce gives great hugs.
I flew out at 5 o'clock.
Hey, free hugs. Free hugs. One size fits all.
I flew today.
I'm very tired.
I'm so tired. I flew.
Oh, God. All right.
Well, did something today.
Aw, snap.
I did.
Aw, snap.
Dude, I've killed like 600 children today. Starting with me.
I'm on edge right now.
I shot like 600 kids today, bro. At least 600 kids.
All right. Well, look, coming up after
Grand Theft Auto 5?
No.
No, the new Call of Duty.
Advanced Warfare.
Is that
awesome, by the way?
It's very good.
It's really good.
I'm thinking about going out and getting an Xbox One.
Very good. No, get a PS4.
Is that better?
So you can play with us.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Dude, more people have it now.
Everyone's getting one.
Well, do they have like the voice recognition?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. You don't have to yell at me all at once.
It all does. It does all the same thing. But I need to get one. Get it. It's pretty fun. Now, the game's really. And by the way, even the first player mode, Kevin Spacey is like. It's really good in it.
How crazy is that?
Because he's fucking Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey is fucking Kevin Spacey?
It's weird. It's like a John Malkovich movie.
It's strange.
So strange. So,
coming up after the break, this is very good. An ultra-conservative Christian lady, she goes into a museum and tries to debunk evolution. I think she does a great job.
I'm sure she made some excellent points.
She made some excellent points. We're going to watch it.
All of them?
All the points. We're going to watch all the points.
For all the evolutions.
All the evolutions. Every single one. More Like Radio, Shifting Paradigms, right back after this.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rage.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Radio!
Now, deep V, because the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep V, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I'd say DP. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and C-Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DP. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week, I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See you right there.
It's done. Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Well, well, well.
What the fuck are you doing in Myrtle?
Oh, I've been coming here for Black Biker Week for 10 years now. And since we were in the area, we thought we'd stop by and say hello to my second favorite ball player.
Well, that wasn't really necessary, being that you and I are even.
It's not exactly true, Mr. Powers. Your swashbuckling shenanigans cost me my new dealership. The Kia representatives also did not appreciate the fact that we had a Japanese geisha. Because you know why? Because they're Korean. It turns out that fucking Orientals are highly sensitive. I would have bet $1 million that they were not a sensitive race of people.
I don't give a fuck about the sensitivity of Orientals. I'm a father now.
I take it this here is your boy, huh?
Yes, this is him.
Scott, pull your penis out and put it inside this infant.
I'll fucking bite it off, Scott. Keep it in the
That's ass. Called a joke. Scott knew I was kidding as soon as I said it.
All right, well, if you two fucking hobnobs are done laughing and giggling, I gotta feed this motherfucker that is my son.
They're laughing at you.
Back live on Hippo Juice, second hour. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Loving the fat wobbles. Loving how fat the wobbles are.
So fat.
The wobbles are so fat. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
By the way, tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So
where'd that come from?
Dutch, what are your Thanksgiving plans? But I didn't even ask you.
Just my family.
You're gonna
go over to my mom's house and
just gonna eat my family.
You're gonna eat your family.
He's gonna eat his family.
Well, I'm with my family.
Yeah, oh, it's awesome.
Hey, can you say hi to Laura for me?
Don't. Thanks, bro. Don't stop it.
Thanks.
You better stop.
You betcha.
So let's move into ultra conservative Christian ladies goes to a museum to try to debunk evolution.
Now, what is evolution, Royce?
Well, evolution is the theory of shut the fuck up and pay attention.
Does he try to debunk it, or does he succeed in debunking it?
Hi, I'm Megan Fox with Storytime Digital Media.
Okay,
you are Megan Fox.
I know Megan Fox.
She's
you,
not.
Ma'am,
you are no Megan Fox.
Your thumbs look normal.
We're here at the Field Museum again, and and I like to point out these funny things that we find on the wall. Here we have, we're going into the dinosaurs, the dinosaur exhibit, and they have this big thing here that says, life evolves. But the most disturbing part about this is this sentence right here. It's a process that's been happening since the first tiny life forms appeared some 4 billion years ago.
That is disturbing.
As if that's a fact and people know it.
It is a fact.
Well, people, shut up!
She's going to explain why it's not.
I apologize. You know what, Sean? I got overzealous. I'm going to apologize to you. Let's see. Let's see.
It's a very windy museum. Anybody else knows that?
I don't know. She has maybe her phone has a built-in fan.
It's an open-air museum.
Is it?
Yes, it's evolved into an open-air museum. Okay.
What tiny life forms? What were they? They can't tell you that.
Amoebas, no. Bacteria.
There's no facts to back up your amoeba theories, Royce.
Single-celled organisms that lived in water.
Oh, you mean you? 2 years ago? You single-celled organism, you?
Well, she nailed
I've been
you with
single
a fucking Jesus
for
stab.
Like 7 years.
It's yeah, Sean's more like a single-celled organism.
Yeah.
Oh! Nailed. Okay.
Right. Wait, I'm part
they
of the board?
They can't tell you that. No one will tell you that. They'll say, a single-celled organism. Oh, yeah? How do you know? How do you know that?
Was she looking for the official name? Bob the single-celled organism?
No, you see, single-celled organisms aren't capable of thought processes.
Bob can't
it's
think?
It's just chemical reactions going on inside an organism that's dictating.
Ah! There we go. The first organism's calling in.
There's no sentience.
Yeah.
By the way, it's always a great way to start an argument with, really?
Really?
You know?
Come on.
How do you know?
How do you know? Uh-huh.
They can't prove it just because they wrote it on the sign.
Dutch,
there's
don't worry.
There's multiple textbooks and everything that talk about that. So you can't just
there's
say, oh, yeah,
several
really?
Videos.
As you're starting an argument.
There's several videos, so don't worry.
This woman is an idiot.
The first tiny life forms. How do we know they were tiny, and how do we know that's the first life form?
They could have been huge life forms.
I just want to punch this lady in the face. I really
argues like a regular girl. So you're going to tell
we
me.
Don't. And yet they say, appeared... Not may have appeared. Appeared some 4 billion years ago. Appeared like magic. Poof.
It wasn't magic, actually. It was called evolution.
Oh my God. No, but that's what, you see, that's what she
Royce
believes in is magic.
No,
something,
she believes
poof,
in Jesus.
She believes
Royce,
in
her,
magic.
Her voice, she sounds like the lady that you're at her, you're waiting on her table, and she's a lady. I asked for medium rare. This is medium well done.
I said unsweetened iced tea.
Just
she's someone who would say, I'm going to do the turkey sandwich.
Can I have a Coke? Oh, we only have Pepsi. Is that okay?
No.
Does it sound like it's okay?
We can't do the turkey sandwich. We only have the ham sandwich.
Go ahead and go ham sandwich.
Well, then, can I do a peach tea sweetened, please?
Yes.
We only serve ham sandwiches here.
Go ahead and go.
Okay, sorry.
Years ago, appeared like magic. Poof. Just appeared.
It's
pause.
Really funny.
Sorry.
It's really funny. So funny.
That is, Sean, you brought up a brilliant point there. That is exactly what Christianity is.
Poof.
Poof. God created the world in 7 days. Poof.
You have an all-powerful. You have an all-powerful being, right? This imaginary thing in the sky that says, I want light.
Oh, by the way, Spider McGee in the chat says the cells are single because they choose not to date.
See?
Oh! And by the way, Nate Dogg.
Nice, Spidey.
Nate Dogg, original Hippo Juice member, OG Hippo Juice member in the chat says all the single cells drink for free. It is true. All of them do. Single cells always drink
all
for free.
All the single ladies.
All the single cells. All the single cells. All the single cells. All the single cells.
This is unreal.
It's unreal.
This is unbelievable. Look at this.
Wait, you're not arguing. You're just giggling at it.
Oh, wait. Let's...
Why is she in this museum anyway? I don't understand.
Because she's bringing us wealth of knowledge.
She's like the Christian version of Bill Maher. She's going in there doing hard-hitting facts on her iPhone.
She's dropping truth bombs all throughout this museum of facts.
Evolution is one of science's best supported theories. Now, let's trip down here. All available evidence supports the theory of evolution. No, it does not.
No, it pretty much does. I mean, if you follow science.
Did you have anything after that?
Yeah, there's more.
Because I say, nuh-uh.
Yeah, there is. You ready? Here we go. Here you go. I believe then someone says, uh-huh.
Theory of evolution. No, it does not. All available evidence does not support the theory of evolution. No, there's other evidence that supports other theories. This
now
is
we're
just
actually going to get into her case here.
Here we go. Ready?
Oh, I'm sorry. Her evidence is a book.
Ready? Here we go. Shh, shh, shh.
one of them. And all available evidence does not support the theory of evolution, or there wouldn't be other theories. This is absurd to put this here. It's absurd.
Oh, because she doesn't know what a theory is. Then
she does know what a theory is.
I don't think she knows what
she theory knows
is.
What a theory is.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. A theory is a book is actually a book in Revelations.
By the way, does it feel like
a theory? No, a theory is the woman that works at the front desk
at the DMV.
Yeah,
a theory. Yeah, you're right.
By the way, does it sound like every argument you've ever gotten into with a girl?
Yes, it does.
Just repeat what you say and go no. Like, no, this is what happened. Oh, that's what happened?
That's what happened.
Really? That's what happened. Oh, okay, that's what happened. It's like, well, you can't just keep saying what I said and think that supports your argument.
Really? I can't just keep repeating what you say and not support my argument?
No, you can't. Because I actually have, you know, scientific facts here.
Oh, like you have facts and I don't have facts. Because, like, your facts are better than my facts.
Well, I'm not saying they're better. I'm just saying, could you present yours?
Oh, like you're just going to present your facts as if my facts aren't good enough for your facts.
I just presented my argument and you're just making an argument off the argument. You're not actually telling me anything.
I'm sorry, because I'm trying to present my argument and then you're all like, no, I need to present my argument. I thought this was America.
Okay. Well, apparently she's back at this museum that's located.
This airtight museum.
No, this museum that's located in an airplane testing facility.
Really, it sounds like it's over like a railroad track.
Why did they put this museum inside of a blender?
Before we go on real quick to this next video, the last video, what's more important there is what she skipped over.
Mm-hmm.
In the sentence, because remember there were commas and stuff, and people don't remember how commas work.
That doesn't mean skip a couple words?
It says all. No, it does not. It says all available evidence, which includes fossils, comparative anatomy, and DNA.
What are fossils?
Yeah. So you have fossils. Fossils are things that you dig up when you're flossing.
Uh-huh. Oh, man, I pulled out some fossils from my teeth. Fossils are specimens you get when you floss. Sean and I have been
talking about this. Be in the Urban Dictionary.
Sean and I have been talking about this for years, fossils.
So then comparative anatomy and DNA. Mm-hmm. So when you look at all life on the planet.
What about
DNA,
Dan?
All life, everything that exists on the planet, we share roughly 60-something percent of DNA because we don't know
what, about pug life?
What a lot of that DNA is for. We don't know so what it's for. Cool. It's there. But every thing on this planet shares it.
I know. I watched Jurassic Park and DNA Dan told me all about it. I said that already.
He does make a good point there in the fact that available evidence. How did a book written by people become evidence?
Because Bible?
It's about available because Jesus. Evidence of what we
because reasons.
Believe. Support the theory of evolution or there wouldn't be other theories.
Okay, next video because she gets single-celled organisms. Ready?
There's another problem at the Field Museum.
Uh-oh.
First life was single-celled. Now, wait a minute.
That means they only had one cell phone.
They only had one cell phone provider, you idiot. Read a book.
Oh, was it AT&T?
It was singular wireless in the day.
Singular was great.
It was singular wireless. It was single-celled wireless.
Singular-celled
wireless.
That's where it came from.
Yeah.
It evolutionized itself into other cell providers.
And then after the 80s, they had to have T-cell mobile. I get it, because AIDS and stuff. I got it. But back then, it was just singular-celled wireless.
They may as well just call themselves that at this point.
Okay, here we go.
Single-cell. Now, wait a minute. Not may have been. It's as if someone was there with a video camera.
As if, bro.
Someone was there with a video camera. It was called science.
It's as if someone was there with a video camera, and they're sure. The Field Museum is
single cell organism, world star hip hop. Single cell organisms are fighting, yo, world stop hip hop.
But because nobody was there with a camcorder to record it, the book that she believes in that was written by a bunch of
apparently it was filmed the whole time. You're right, Sean.
You didn't see The Passion of the Christ?
I saw it. That documentary was great.
High def cam.
Look at all of the scriptures that talk about Jesus and who he hung out with. He hung out with the most detestable people in society. The crooks, the thieves, the sick, the unclean, all the outcasts.
Jews. You're right.
No, he was a Jew. He was a Jew. He was born to Jewish people
a Jew.
Who lived in
Jesus was a black Jew?
No, Jesus was part of the carpenters. After Karen Carpenter died, he took over.
Jesus looked like any other person of Arabic descent. That's where he was born in that
9/11.
Right, 9/11.
Not any of the pictures.
All right, guys. Let's.
Well, that's because you're white and you have white parents who believe in white Jesus.
And
white
this
Jesus.
Broad, it was your actual pictures taken.
Yeah,
no, they weren't. No, they weren't.
Someone was there with a Polaroid.
No cameras.
Someone was there with a Polaroid.
There was. That's not possible.
Well, that's her argument, though.
It is time machine.
She's saying there were cameras for evolution, but there were cameras for Jesus, right?
Right.
Jesus
but,
cameras.
I mean, you know, the validity of this cunt is. Overwhelming.
Camera, and they're sure. The Field Museum is sure. First life was single cell.
She shook her head now.
Fuck yourself, lady.
What just happened?
She's an indignant bitch.
I'm blowing you two doing that. That's
fuck funny. Her. She's gonna do it anyway. I hate that. You know,
people it's, argue that way. It's like you said with arguing with a girl, point, you laugh at them condescendingly.
I mean, come on, I'm just a sympathetica. All right, you get it.
I haven't heard her debunk or prove anything.
Yeah, she has. Hard hitting.
Have you not been listening to everything she's been saying?
Yes, I have, and I just that.
Let me summarize for you, Joel.
My earlier point.
Let me summarize for you all of her points. Really? As if. I mean.
Does that? Forgetting. Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh. Does that enlighten you better?
All right, let's pay attention, guys. So let's change our. Let's let her change our minds.
Come on.
Right. Single cell. This place makes me so angry. Angry. Oh, look, they even know they were living in the Earth's oceans. Look at, they were, tiny single-celled organisms were living.
Angry. Okay, so if you think of the entire surface area.
Are there things that make you angry?
If you look at the entire surface area of the planet, 71% of it is covered in water. The likelihood that life started in water.
It started in Jesus.
No,
in my heart.
I'm going to let it shine.
All right.
Thank you. This little light of mine?
This little single-celled organism of mine.
No.
Hey, Royce, are you going to put it underneath the bushel?
No! What a dumb question!
We're going to let it shine.
Wait a minute.
We're going to let it shine.
I have a question.
Let it shine.
Let
it shine.
Shine.
Question.
Yes, Marie.
Did all single-celled organisms get born on Jesus' birthday?
Yes. December 25th. Three BC.
Yeah. Three BC.
That's exactly why we celebrate Easter. Exactly.
380. 380. That's right. He was born
three
in
ad.
380.
Three ad. Right. Not three. It's three ad.
Ad.
You're right. Okay. Let's
advertise.
Let's hear more science.
Tiny single celled organisms were living.
I like this broad now.
Yeah.
In the Earth's oceans. You think.
I hate her laugh.
Thing.
So what's the what's
she makes out of mouth noises.
What's your argument here? You're just gonna be snarky?
Yes.
That's all you that's all you you've yeah. come here with is snarkiness.
In the Earth's oceans, you think you guess there is much we don't understand. You got that right.
I'm snarky.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How far are we into this video?
Well, it's four separate videos. We've gone through two. This is three. Each one's about 2 minutes long.
Okay, so far we're about a third of the way through her thing, and she hasn't once made an opinion.
No, she has not made a point.
She has. Yeah,
no
you guys aren't listening.
You don't
again,
remember.
Her points are as if, yeah, right, and nuh-uh.
I think Marie got it.
And you think.
And also cameras.
No, yes. Now she added, you think.
You got that right.
I love that Marie's putting her hands on her hips and she says,
you think?
It makes it funnier. Like, if you're not watching, it's silly. You think?
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's make a list here of all of her salient points so far.
Yeah, so we have to put them down because it's very important. So far, we're changing minds.
How about none of it? You understand?
How about?
How about none of it?
None of it.
How about none of it?
It went from admitting that we don't know a lot about
it. How about none of it?
We know nothing, Jon Snow.
You're telling me I know nothing about scientists.
You know nothing, dumb hoe.
Scientists know nothing now because they admitted that they don't know much about it.
They don't
know. But now I love you.
That may be
all I need to know.
The reasoning here is fantastic. It's strong.
Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season.
I hate you.
No Jesus, no peace. No Jesus, no peace.
How about none of it? You understand none of it. You're guessing at all of this. Yep, but using words like were, was, is.
She's
prepositions
doing
like because, about, beyond.
Please, dude, hold on. I want to hear this.
Pronouns like him, her.
Other nouns like oceans and organisms.
Other verbs like run, eat, play.
So far, she's giving us a grammar lesson to disprove evolution.
Oh, God.
Right.
Well, they do call her the grammar hammer.
All of this. Yep, but using words like were, was, is.
Period, comma.
And look, they ended on a preposition.
Cells were using energy. Yeah, well, we know this because this is what cells do.
She lost her place.
Right. Now science
is okay.
She
ran out of steam, and then what's the next point?
She goes,
hold on, because she probably thought, you know what she thought? She probably saw that documentary, Religious, and she was like, you know what? I could do this. I could riff. Like, all my friends at Bible school think that I'm fucking hilarious. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just kill it. I don't need a prep or anything. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to go, boom, break fucking myth. Boom, bust that myth. Boom, go in there. But instead, she's stumbling and realizing it's not that fucking easy.
Wait, what's this documentary you're talking about?
Remember, if you had the Bill Maher documentary, Religious, where he goes into
Religious. Oh, okay. I thought you were just fucking up.
No, it's called Religious.
Religious.
Yeah.
Right.
And he basically goes over here to the Holy Land experience, or we call it the Glory Hole experience whenever we go by it. And it's this big Jesus amusement park here. And he went to it and he was, you know, basically debunking all the Christian.
Just being Bill
Maher. So she's trying to do her version of it, which is really good.
We're using energy. Yeah, well, we know this because this is what cells do. Using energy, growing, reproducing, and dying. We can definitely say that that was happening to any form of life. Because every form of life does that.
Not God.
So she just reaffirmed their point.
Hold on, Marie. You have to add.
But every.
To the list.
Every form of life. Mm-hmm. Is so now every form of life is God a form of life?
Yes.
So God.
No, God is a deity.
God uses energy.
He's above life.
Oh. But she said that all that stuff is life, not God.
We don't understand about how these living cells first formed in organic compounds, but we do know life had begun. Okay. I'll agree with that, but my goodness, this makes me so mad.
Wait, she can agree to one part of it, though?
She can agree to one part of it, though.
Right, she can agree to a part of the explanation, but not the whole explanation, because...
Kind of like she picks and chooses what she wants to agree with in the Bible.
Right. Because there were many, many texts
many
written.
Many men wish death upon me.
No, there's
me.
Many texts written
blood
from
in
that
my
time
eyes
period.
And I can't
no, that's, see.
See,
what you're doing is...
Niggas trying to take my life away.
Many
Whatever
men...
Whatever happened to 50 Cent?
Want Sorry. Sex with me?
But we do know life had begun. Okay. Most people understand. I'll agree with that, but my goodness, this makes me so mad.
Don't say my God, because that's taking the names Lord in vain.
Hold on. Lord's name in vain, but we're good here.
Lord's name in
Lord.
What did you say?
Lord, the singer Lord. You're taking
right.
Lord's
Lord willing.
What
name
did you
in
say
vain.
Though? Hold on.
I said Lord's name in vain.
First place was single cell. Liars.
What? Dutch.
Oh.
Add that to the list. Liars.
Single-celled liars.
Liars. You are a single-celled liar. That's a good insult.
I just want to get to the point. I'm getting annoyed now.
Hold
because
on.
She hasn't once made a salient
liar.
Point. She's going, what? Walk, walk?
First life was single-celled. Liars.
Nailed it.
She laughed and walked away like she did a mic drop. I swear to God. She went, walked away, mic dropped it. Last video, you guys ready? I think this is the one where she finally.
This is the last one?
Yeah, the last
one. This is the one where she actually proves a point.
You ready? Here we go. Here it is.
All right.
No, I doubt that's it.
Oh, no, Dutch. Here's the thing, though. Doe, the last video is 30 minutes long.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
How did that happen?
I can't do this for 30. Unless, look, How about we leave it to the listeners? If they're enjoying it,
go through 5 minutes of it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Or up until 5 minutes from now.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know how to say this word, so I'm just going to pretend that I...
Oh, no. She's...
I can't.
Back it up. I think I know what the word is.
Ready?
Science? What a worry. No one will ever know.
She's such an asshole.
Science.
What word is it? God damn it. No. Right, I'm sorry.
Ready? Everyone, calm down. Focus. I mean, my goodness. You mean goodness, damn it.
I didn't mean to take Lord's name in
relax.
Vain.
Relax. Everyone relax. Don't take Lord's name in vain, okay? I already told you.
Lord willing.
She's a great singer.
That's not the word.
Get Randy out of here.
Randy, get out of here. Come on. We're trying to do a show here.
I don't know how to say this word, so I'm just going to pretend that I know how to.
That's not the word. Bird's the word. Okay, hold on.
Oh, he's going to keep rewinding.
So I'm just going to pretend that I know how to say it.
Okay, let's answer the word.
Eukaryotes? All right. Here's another interesting thing.
She didn't know what a eukaryote is. Those are still around.
Hold on.
I don't know how to say this word, so I'm just going to pretend that I know how to say it. But
eukaryotes.
Yeah!
The guy helped her. She didn't know how to say it. The guy had to help her with the word.
Right.
The guy filming.
All right. Here's another interesting thing.
Why would you cut that out?
Because she's an idiot.
Now
she actually
tell you that-
brought somebody else around with her to do this, or she's not just filming.
I'm
like,
wondering. It's all being shot by somebody else.
Yeah. Okay.
While she's standing there in front of these signs and everything.
This is how evolution of the cell began. Eukaryotes are different from other cells because they have a nucleus which contains a cell's DNA. Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. Add that to the list. Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. I can't pronounce this word.
Blah blah blah.
Eukaryote.
No, you can't say blah, 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 because let me tell you what she was trying to blah, blah, blah. Because they have a nucleus which contains the cells of DNA and other specialized compartments. These different compartments perform different tasks within the cell. That's not blah, blah, blah. That's essential to what they're trying to explain. You can't skip it and then pretend it's fact. I hate her.
If she wanted to skip it, then why would she even have her reading any of that in the first place? Okay. She wanted to, like, disprove
it. Now they're going to tell you that this is how evolution of the cell began. Eukaryotes are different from other cells because they have a nucleus which contains a cell's DNA, blah, blah, blah. At first...
And she also did the hands, like, you know when you're...
Oh,
when
my
you're
God,
like,
I'm just going to take all night.
Like somebody's talking, she did the hand thing. I know, but I think people are enjoying this, so let me keep going.
All eukaryotes were single-celled and many still are today. What? If many still are today, then that would support the theory that they have never changed, that they have always been... as they are today. Not that they started someplace else and then are here, but they were always this.
Whoa, okay, hold on.
I don't think she understands how that...
She doesn't understand, no. What
she doesn't understand common language.
Well, what she's talking about is different... These
blah, blah, blah.
No.
Blah, blah,
but
blah.
But that's the thing, is that these are blah. Cells... These are
translated for me, Sean, because I have no idea what she just said.
These are things that these cells are, they're talking about molecular biology here. Things that happen on a tiny, tiny, tiny microscopic scale that the average person is not going to be able to understand all of these things.
She basically said, I can't believe they're claiming this eukaryote looks the same way as that eukaryote. As if she's saying, like, I can't believe that this DNA looks so much newer or older than the old ass DNA.
But basically what it is there's all kinds of different cellular tasks that go on, and there's parts of different cells
by the
that
way,
carry
the
out
worst,
those tasks.
The worst villain, X-Men villain, cellular task.
Yeah, I know.
He was not that good. He was not.
Is
that good.
What they were explaining there on the thing?
Yeah, they were talking about how
but
he became
she was
a supervillain.
Right.
And then what was she saying to try and disprove that? I'm still confused.
She's saying that she was angry that cells still exist today, but scientists are also claiming that cells existed back then.
But here's the
thing.
That's
what it sounded like to me.
When she says, I don't know how to pronounce this word, the reason you don't know how to pronounce that word is because you have no reason knowing what that is.
She does know.
Because you don't.
Even,
no,
exactly.
Because she does not study. It's very clear that she does not study molecular biology.
She does. She's a scientist.
She's not.
What did you call it?
So far, she's been only going, I don't understand this, and this is, oh, really? Well, hold on. Marie, what was the argument she said so far?
Nuh-uh. As if.
She's trying to act like she's enlightened about something.
Oh, God, these comments are great.
But she has no idea.
Fast forward to, like, where she's actually making her point, or does she ever do that?
I'll skip around. Here we go.
Because you don't. And it's... studied and have skeletons for, and so now we can start seeing about these creatures and what they did and what they were like and what are they made out of, and this is where there's actual science that we have. See? Fossils. That's science. Don't tell me how they got into existence, because you don't have a clue.
No, that's what part of science is.
It's called carbon dating. It's very well known how they do it.
Fossils came about because something existed in the past and then got buried under the earth.
That's not true.
Time.
Jesus. The Bible says Jesus hid dinosaur bones as a scavenger hunt for us because Easter.
How much time we have a half? Hold on. What's this bitch's name?
This bitch's name
Megan Fox.
Is Megan Fox.
Remember?
Yeah, Megan Fox. Remember?
Does she have like a Twitter handle or anything on that YouTube
probably
video?
At Megan Fox.
Check at Megan Fox.
Check and see if at Megan Fox is available.
Oh, really? Seriously, Megan I want to get her on the phone.
Then do it, producer. I'm playing the videos.
Maybe it's at scientist Megan Fox.
Yeah,
look up. She's clearly a scientist.
Look up at scientist Megan Fox.
Is there anything?
Google this dumbass bitch.
Hey, hold on. Put this link in the chat room.
This science bitch. I'll figure
it out. It's been in the chat room for a while.
I'm sorry. I don't want to hear about your theories.
Shut up.
The theories about how these creatures came.
If you don't want to hear their theories, then
you
can't, we're not going to hear yours.
Can't prove it. No one can prove it. Oh, but well, we think that that's what happened.
Science can prove it.
You can't tell me about them. Don't tell me that you know exactly how they came to be, because you don't. And don't tell my children that you know either. That.
Oh, what? I'm not talking to your children.
I am.
I thought she was a homeschool teacher, so you can't tell her children anything.
Yes, John, you're right. She was a homeschool teacher. I forgot to add that. She homeschool teaches her kids. That's something else about this bitch.
Well, obviously, she's skipping over the prokaryotes and eukaryotes section of the biology book.
Add to the list, don't tell me how to raise my kids, because she did that.
Okay.
Thank you.
That is a great argument.
This bitch, though.
Yeah. Don't tell me how to raise my kids.
I would prefer that we just tell them it's okay.
I bet you she doesn't vaccinate her kids either.
Hold on. I want to see what she wants to tell her kids.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Everyone strap in.
Okay, not to know. It's okay to say I don't know. This is really cool though, isn't it?
This is really cool though.
It's stupid, but it's really cool though, isn't it?
Now see, this is science I can get behind. This fish.
Fish.
Ugh.
Oh, she's reading one more sign. Okay, one more. I don't know if this... We could end this if you guys want. And I know this has gone long-winded, but I'm really obsessed
with this. I just want to know if she, like, discovers what everything is about at the end of this journey.
She can't. She's got her head so far up her own ass, she has no idea what's going on here.
Western Echo says...
Facebook page. I'm going to see if I can't contact
her. Western Echo says, I can explain what she's doing. She sees scientific documents debunking religious claims. She hears the confident and even condescending tone of them. She understands none of the arguments because she's a dumb cunt. The result, she interprets this as arrogance equals winning an argument. She proceeds to make this video. Okay, that's a good reason. She is a little arrogant, a little bit, I would say, but her arguments so far are pretty valid. You shouldn't tell her to raise her kids. You think she voted for Obama?
Soils that form
no.
That can nourish plant life. And so here comes the plants. Yeah, well, it's a guess. Maybe.
Wait, I gotta know what she's guessing. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to get away from this, but I can't. It keeps sucking me back
in. She's now guessing where plants came from.
Meanwhile, soils had formed. How do you know?
Well, you see what happens.
Meanwhile, in the history museum,
is there are these people out there called geologists, and
what they do is
they dig into the ground.
You know what I call them?
And then
I call them Satan rock examiners.
Okay,
call them gee whizologists.
Yeah, gee whizologists. That's what I call them because they're full of malarkey.
This is my fault.
Fairy tale. It's just a fairy tale. Just making it up. But we want the whole.
It's not a fairy tale. It's called photosynthesis.
The Bible is a fairy tale. Holy fuck!
Prove it.
Scientific community and Everybody else is supposed to believe this. Meanwhile, soils had formed. How do you know?
She's right. We don't know to this day if soils had formed.
Yeah, here's the thing.
What soils?
We only have 20 minutes left in the show. I'm going to see if I can't book her for next week. You guys be down if we...
Yes, I'll do 2 hours there. With her.
I'm sending an email right now.
I would. So,
I'm going to only
let's
argue
save
with
goodness for next time. Oh my God, Marie! Please just do her argument.
Nuh-uh, as if.
No, you know what we should do.
You tell me how to raise my kids.
No, we should tell her that Greta Van Susteren frequently calls our show as a guest.
Oh my God, Marie! You
and
have to
she
call
would
on
like
the phone
to be interviewed
Greta.
By Greta when she calls in our show.
Actually, so guys, great. I'm a big proponent of creationism.
Exactly, that's exactly what we want. We want you to be on.
Should
the
I
side.
Add that to the email?
Yes, they say Greta.
Okay,
Van
so right now I said hi. We stumbled upon your videos on our radio show and a huge debate occurred within our own on-air staff members and within our listeners, and we thought it'd be a great idea if you actually called in to keep this debate going. Should I add sure.
Yes. Now yeah. I need to speak to her whenever she wants. I will make time for her, and so will Greta.
Yes, I will absolutely make time to enlighten the people about, you know, creationism.
I'll mention the Greta thing after. Because I think she'll smell bullshit if I do that in the first message.
I don't know why anyone would smell bullshit. I have time to do everybody's podcasts.
See, Greta,
you could smell bullshit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that Republicans learned to identify a long time ago.
It's a power. It's a word of power.
It's the only defense we have against the Democrats.
I love Greta Van Susteren.
Your own bullshit?
Yes.
Oh, yes. We can smell our bullshit, other people's bullshit, all the bullshit. Actual bullshit. We can also smell that.
Okay. All right. I like where this is going.
Oh, Greta's a Scientologist?
Really? I hope so.
Pew, 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 pew. No one saw that coming.
Here's the thing. Damn it.
What's the thing?
I wish we need to make a fake radio show page.
We'll call it Hippo Juice.
I book people like that's just it. If she does any kind of research on us, she's gonna be like, "Oh,
we'll call it the Don Imus Show."
No, we need to do is
we'll call it the Hippo Juice political show.
We'll call it Jesus Juice.
Just something.
We'll call it. We definitely don't believe in evolution. Show.
Is because every show we'll come across these idiots and we're like, we have to get them on the show. But like anytime I email them, they never get back to me.
I'm dino sorry, but they didn't exist. Is that a good title?
No, it's awful.
Okay. Well, I tried. What if we call it Terminator 2 Judgment Day?
I'm not going to do that.
What about if we call the show The Matrix Reloaded?
Then we would probably get
what
sued.
If we call the show Major League 3 Back to the Minors?
Ooh.
What do we call it? Gremlins to the New Batch.
Okay, so we're obviously doing none of this, okay. And we'll forget about it by next week.
No, it's going to get done because I want to speak to her.
How do you know?
See?
No one will know.
Do you want to save it for next week?
I don't know. I don't think
I'm so irritated right now by her. Like, it's just, I want to unload on her next week.
What's the matter, bro? You don't like, you know,
I hate
facts and stuff?
Cause that's I hate the way she argues because it's a typical woman argument. Dude, you
that's what we'll call the show. Facts and stuff.
There it is.
There you go.
Facts and stuff and stuff and facts.
Look, we have a song for it.
Dude, we should.
There's no time for stuff in our
facts
show.
Facts and things and facts and stuffs and facts and things.
I like it.
We'll still tell her, okay, it's more like radio, but we'll just make up a whole, like, you know, farce show. And other shows, you guys can use this if you want to get like a shitty guest to call in. Techno set. You're going
surfing on the internet. I hate you.
Today on Facts and Stuff, Joel Van Wingerden interviews the Evolution Lady.
Oh, boy.
Facts and Stuff, we're not Hippo Juice.
No, you can't say that because that sounds suspicious.
Don't Google Hippo Juice because we're Facts and Stuff.
Yeah, Spider McGee said that's what we should call it. Not Hippo Juice.
Oh, you pulled up Hippo Juice. You have to say not in front of it to find our show.
Shy Kids Corey.
A massive show.
Shy Kids Corey does have an idea. By the way, check out the Shy Kids only on More Like Radio.
Shy Kids, Shy Kids, Shy Kids, Shy Kids, Shy Kids.
See, Marie's addicted to that song. Shy Kids Corey says,
by the way, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Cha Right should be the name of the show.
Right.
That's a good name. You'll never nailed know. It. She'll go, oh my God, I love people at Tha.
This is all a guess.
Wait, Joel, what was your by the way?
Corey, your stupid jingle for your dumb show was stuck in my head for a good 3 days.
It's
there.
It's terrible. So how much gets in your
good
head.
For you, but mean, I hate you at the same time.
You mean shy kids.
I want to murder you with a hammer.
Shy kids.
Royce, can we move on to something else, please? Like, I'm getting irritated now.
Sure, yeah, okay, let's move on to this lady.
But look at the language. Soils had formed.
Soils have formed!
It seems like her entire gripe the entire time is the wording, is that they're saying things like they're facts, even though she doesn't know whether they're facts or not. She probably doesn't know what a fact is.
But a fact is like God, right?
Yes, God is a fact. Facts.
How about this? How about we go like, you know, maybe to minute 20?
What if we send her a fax?
What if we send her two fax?
I've sent her two emails.
You had to send her a fax.
Do you have to use two cover pages?
Two cover pages.
I don't know how to use a fax machine.
One for Jesus.
Soils that formed that can nourish plant life. And so here comes
Brando's got what plants crave?
Brando's got electrolytes.
Brando's got electrolytes.
Yeah, well, it's a guess. Maybe.
No!
Maybe there was dirt.
Are you at minute 20?
No, maybe there was dirt.
I'm at 608. Where should I be at?
Just let's skip forward. I just want to see if she actually gives any opinions. At this point, she's still doing exactly what she's been doing.
I skipped ahead.
That's the reason I'm getting irritated, because it's the same thing for the last 10 minutes.
Look at that face.
Who writes this stuff?
Scientists write that stuff.
It's the same thing.
Who writes this stuff?
All right, that's one of her new... That's another argument. Who writes this stuff?
Scientists. You know, not thieves and tax collectors and prostitutes and all the other people that wrote Jesus and stuff.
I'm just looking at shark's teeth, which to be badass on a necklace. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
With reptiles, birds, and mammals like you.
Yes, you're a mammal, bitch.
Deal with it. You're a fucking mammal.
You know, I'm not a mammal. I'm a person.
You have mammary glands.
You have mammary glands.
Nailed you.
I do.
Nailed
They're
you.
Just not producing milk.
We nailed you.
And hairier.
I think you should pretend to be a brain dead chat show and call yourselves Marie and Royce's morning tea party, Spider McGee.
Would you like to have a morning tea party?
Oh, I hate it.
Like that.
Oh, delightful.
Why, hello, John. Would you like to have a spot of tea?
I'd like one.
We can talk about things like, is soil real or not?
We'll call it Downtown Hippo Juice.
Downtown Hippo Juice.
Chat show.
They were made with feet that could go like alligators, you know, that are in the water and the land.
You want to know what's actually why I'm so irritated right now?
Because alligators are in the water and the land.
It's the background sound that like is hitting that weird part of my eardrum because I'm part deaf and it's like it's hurting me. It's like enveloping everything. It's hitting that weird. You know what I mean? It's like people have like the claws down the chalkboard.
Right. Yeah. That claws where if you kill an alligator, then you have to become Santa Claus. I know.
It's just
what about Stephen Clausworth
so much?
There's no, it's not like they fell, their fins fell off.
She doesn't have a point.
No, it's just like that. Fuck. See, because one alligator that used to have fins fell in love with an alligator that didn't have fins, and then it went to Ursula and gave away its voice to lose Jesus the fins for a this. Chance this for 3 days to be able to get kissed by the other alligator. And then it doesn't work. And then the first alligator goes and kills Ursula with a pirate ship.
She's right. Those are all facts.
Pile of shit.
That was the... That's the plot line to The Little Mermaid.
Are you sure?
No, that's the plot line to how alligators got born.
No.
Under the sea.
But I hate you guys.
What?
I hate you guys.
They grew feet. That's what they want you to believe. That the fins eventually fell off.
Who's they? Who's they?
Scientists, bro.
Big science?
Big science wants you to believe that.
Big science wants us to know.
They have a vested interest in making sure that you believe that the shark's fins fell off and they grew feet.
That Tyson Neil deGrasse, man.
Off and then they grew some feet and started walking on the land. This is the dumbest theory I've ever heard in my whole life. It's not good.
Oh, really?
It's
new argument.
Dumber than a guy walking on water and healing blind people with his hands. Dumber than that.
Dumber than that. Even though there's an animal on this planet that exists that has feet that are webbed because it lives.
Name it.
This is a frog.
Has she always
a frog.
Thought about this or was she brought up this way?
Maybe
she was born this way.
Amphibians live in the water.
Battletoads live in the water and land.
Go on to the right. Battletoads.
Mm-hmm. Ninja turtles, frogs, water and land.
Toads are amphibians.
Uh-huh.
Ninja Frog Turtle. Family, yeah.
What about Street Sharks? They had rollerblades and they were on the land.
What about Muddy Mudskipper?
See, sharks? Yeah. Sharks aren't, no.
Street Sharks.
No.
Street Sharks, the one with rollerblades. They fought people with hockey sticks.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They were awesome. They were like muscular sharks.
Sharks, they're fish.
No, they're not. They're sharks. Street Sharks, the rollerblades.
But they're part of the kingdom. The animal kingdom.
No,
they're
not. The kingdom of heaven?
The kingdom of heaven.
No. They go to animals shark don't heaven, go to heaven.
They're different. Part of Kingdom Hall? No,
which is different than robot heaven.
Nope, that's Ryan. It's different. Yeah. He's an idiot.
Sharks are Jehovah's Witnesses?
No, mm-hmm. Sometimes.
No, they're really bad at hockey.
Not many people know that about sharks.
Because they live in San Jose. It's warm there.
Okay, see, that's a hockey joke.
Not good. It's bad. It's very bad.
Yeah.
That would make me, do you know how?
It's like, you know.
Do you? Do you know how?
Another thing. Like, when you think about it, however, conversely, if you actually go back and looked at, you know, okay, here's what I'm trying to say. The thing
is. Did you ever notice?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, whatever.
Complex feet are.
How complex feet are.
No, wait, let her explain how complex feet are.
Okay.
I want to hear this.
Human feet are so complex.
How complex are they?
People who make robots have not been able to replicate feet. They can't make a robot with the same dimensions foot as a human being.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. You
You wanted the facts, Dutch. So robots haven't been able to make robot feet.
You're so complex that we're not smart enough yet to actually replicate it.
So, really, that's your point? Conclusion, evolution is not real because we cannot perfect robot feet.
Actually, we've made robots.
That's what our argument was.
We've made robots that are better than humans. They could go places humans can't. Like the fucking Mars, the moon.
Yeah.
Shut up! We have robots that can start bombs!
And she doesn't care about a feet robot?
Can I employ our listeners? I sent her too many different like messages real quick. She has a Facebook fan page called Fans of Megan Fox. She's a writer. It's on Facebook.
There's no way she's a writer.
Her big dumb Christmas face is right there on the front. Mm-hmm. And just like her and message her and say, you gotta call in to the Hippo Juice show and all that kind of good
but
stuff.
But Dutch, what up? You're forgetting robot feet. The promise, Dutch.
Dude, you scroll through her timeline. Dude, life. We could spend a few months on this.
Post a link, the link in the chat, Dutch, to her Facebook, please. Yeah, because now I got to see it. Because robot feet. Hold on.
End up, even when they make it with the exact same specifications as a human foot to a human body, they can't make it stand up. Why?
Because science have not yet perfected the way human tendons work, but that does not mean that they cannot in the future.
Did you not see a guy who was a double amputee with his legs?
I know, he shot his girlfriend.
400
he shot his girlfriend.
Dash in the last Olympics?
He killed his girlfriend.
And then killed his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's
he was able to do all that.
With no feet. With no robot feet.
With no legs.
No robot feet,
but no legs.
Because of Jesus.
They're so complex.
Oh my God, I hit her face.
The muscle structure, our toes, and everything else, all our muscles work together to keep us standing up.
Yeah, because of evolution.
Not falling over. Because technically, when you try to make a foot like a human foot, you can't do it.
What? Are you telling me, Dutch, look at her Facebook. Does she have a degree in robotics? I just want to see if she has a degree in applied robotics.
I don't see one here, but I can't see why she doesn't think she has one.
Okay, fair enough. She has 1,200 likes, my friend, on her Facebook page, which is not bad.
Why does she have more likes than us?
Facebook.com/MeganFoxWriter, all one word.
So at least 1,200
people. Megan spelled the American way, not the asshole way. So,
you mean like Guy Fox?
No, with an H or an extra E or whatever.
No one can do it. So are you telling me that it's an accident, just purely accident? Fins became these incredibly complex feet.
Yes.
Not an accident. That's what evolution is. It's called not an accident. It's a fucking
accidents that actually end up being evolutionary genetic.
First off, does she not understand how complex fins are?
Well, first of all, when your DNA replicates inside the cell, it makes tons and tons and tons of errors regularly.
But for it to replicate, you have to let Jesus in the DNA first.
No.
Right?
Absolutely
you let him in
not.
Your DNA.
You have to let Jesus into your
DNA
nucleus.
Yeah, the nucleus
constantly
of the DNA.
Replicating itself.
I don't know how to say
rewriting
this
rewriting itself and writing itself into new birthed cells that are being created in your body constantly. constantly, Jesus cells. Your body writes so much DNA script every day that it's bound to fuck up. It does.
I'm sorry, Sean, but nothing's funnier to me like when like with someone like you who understands this stuff right. like immensely, and you're getting so annoyed by some dummy like this, and then we just railroad you with nonsense while you're attempting to actually explain.
I'll give him trying to have patience. He deals with it though. He deals with it pretty well because he will let us make fun of it and then go on and keep making fun of her.
I don't believe that. That's like saying a Coke can does not have a designer.
What?
It just bothers the shit out of me.
What did she just say?
No,
back it up.
Guys, I'm so sorry we're still doing this, but you don't understand. She keeps saying things.
It's an incredibly complex feat. Now, I don't believe that. That's like saying a Coke can does not have a designer. Well, it's got letters on it, though. How'd they get there? Well, the letters fell from the sky, but they were in the wrong order.
But
she's basically saying that, like, there has to be someone who designed this because feet are a lot like Coke cans, right? Did I get that?
Feet are exactly like Coke cans.
Right. Sometimes it's Pepsi and sometimes it's Royal Crown.
Right. So that's not bad.
What the common misconception I've seen in with people's view of evolution is that these DNA changes happen immediately. As soon as there's a fuck up in the DNA, it happens. And it's like, no, it doesn't. It has to be favorable for the organism's future. If it's not, like, for example, a common mutation would be like the fur color on a dog.
Not the name of Common's new album?
No. If a dog has white, it lives in a predominantly snowy area, and it has naturally white fur the entire time.
It's cute.
If there's a puppy that's born and that puppy has black fur instead of white fur,
African American fur,
that's technically a genetic defect because that
puppy, that's racist.
Because what's happening there is the natural environment camouflage is to have that white fur. So the genetic defect is the black fur because now you're not able to camouflage as well in your environment. So that may not be beneficial. That's not a genetic defect that's going to continue on with the species.
Now, it's not like my sex position camouflage, which you smoke Camel cigarettes and throw all the butts on a girl while you're fucking
her.
But
if it's the reverse,
no?
Whereas there becomes like an ice age or something, uh-huh. and then the
Is that
ice
like a reverse terrain.
Ice Age 3
right.
with John Leguizamo?
Yes.
That's a really good movie.
Ice Age 5.
And Dennis Leary is a
saber-tooth. I don't like Queen Latifah.
Right. Tiger. No one likes Queen Latifah.
Nobody likes Queen Latifah.
Not even Queen Latifah likes Queen Latifah.
Even Jimmy Fallon. Well, Jimmy Fallon might like Queen Latifah.
He liked the paychecks for doing. What were we talking about?
We were talking about how.
How fins fall
defense.
Off alligators.
Okay,
yeah.
Coke feet.
Eventually, over time, though, they moved, and now they say something. No one would believe you if you said that.
If you told them that someone decided, I want
to. It's a sound argument.
No, it's not.
Look, I want to get this lady on. We're running up towards the end of the show. The entire second hour was taken up by this lady.
Well, look at her face. It's stupid.
She's still pondering why they used words like was and is.
All right. You know what? We really probably start wrapping up, right? Because the red show's coming up next in a few minutes.
I just talked to them a second ago. I mean, they might be doing a crossover if they can figure their shit out, but
I doubt they
can.
Why
can't they figure their shit out?
They can barely figure their shit out on their own show.
It's just they're all complete and utter messes.
Well,
lovely messes, but complete and utter.
Oh, like they're just like an utter mess.
Yeah,
because you say
together.
They're utter messes.
Yes, that's what I said. Do you have any defense to that?
Oh, like I have to have a defense because you have to have a defense.
Well, I just said that they were utter messes. If you're going to defend them,
and utter messes just appear out of the sky like magic.
I had no. That's not what I was trying to say.
Oh, because you don't even know what you're saying, so why are you putting on a poster?
I just said that they're messes. If you were going to defend them, just tell me
why. If they're messes, then where did soil come from?
All right, neglected hippo text. God also likes Stephen King. God is all like Stephen King, and he too is having trouble with endings.
Aha!
Aha!
Noah had a shit ton of Petri dishes on the ark. Some translations of the Old Testament go into it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can I do a quick teaser for next week?
Sure.
I Remember that chick I talked about in DNR? Like, this will be on next week's DNR, but remember that chick that, like, I had a fight with?
Yeah. Right. Jill.
Wow, it got way worse.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, no. Why did it get worse?
Dude.
Did you get herpes?
Bad, bad, bad.
I hope to tell you.
I have, like, a full text. I think we should just do, like, you know, a theater, Dustin Royce with theater hip and juice. As far as reading the text back and forth.
Can I read the girl parts?
Please. I want you to, because it's that bad.
Oh,
I like this.
Uh-oh. Did you bring something up, or did she just message you out of the blue?
Out of the blue.
Trouble in Chinatown.
That means she's been pondering
it. Somebody listens to the show.
Looked like somebody picked a whole batch of whoopsie-daisies.
Dutch and Royce, nice to meet you. She takes shots at us, at my ex-girlfriend, at everyone.
Yes!
So,
hot.
Quick little teaser for you guys next week. We'll have that.
Did she take a shot at me?
Oh, yeah.
Word of God trumps carbon dating inaccuracy.
Oh, I'm going to get this hoe.
Because ocean, because confusing, boom, mic drop.
No, she didn't say anything about you, just the show.
Except tumbleweeds.
Gee, thanks, Obama.
Noah didn't save insects either.
Yeah, I don't know how this bit works.
It's when we read what we didn't read earlier.
All right, guys.
I'm not proud.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the Red Show next.
Messes in their personal life.
And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes.
Fuck you guys.
Happy gobble gobble Tom gobble stuffing two pies day. Well,
you have been. All right, Royce, how are you better?
Wrong show. Wrong
Damn
show.
It.
And by the way, just like the turkeys, we pardon all of you this year. We will not be murdering you this Thanksgiving and eating you for sustenance.
But except
we
should. Murdering you with laughter.
Ah, stay tuned for the retro.
Just as long as you get some jello pudding. Now I only want you gone. Now I only want you gone. Now I only want you gone. Absolutely. I suck cock and I love it. Yummy, 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 yum.
Look at Squad Balls. Look at Squad Balls.